Hi, I don't have a script, but I do have a short story that's going to, I hope, relate how environmentally, emotionally damaging this is to the people of the state. And what I want to tell you about is like this, if I can, in this analogy, is like there's these three pieces of property, and they're all next to each other. They all have their own power source, and everything's going along fine. They all have a nice front lawn. And we're the middle piece of property. And the property to our left has had a couple of opportunities to build a couple of power generating stations recently, and they didn't like the idea of that because they didn't like looking at it. So they kind of, but they've got enough power to get by right now. The property to our right happens to have a brook, so they dam it up and they got excess power. So they come up with this idea about, well, we got to get the power over to here. And now I'm looking at this, and you look out in the front, and the idea they come up with is that they're going to take this huge extension cord and run it across our front lawn, driveway, sidewalk. Now, that would be kind of great if we wanted this huge speed bump in the state, but we really don't. And I'm just trying to give a message of our sentiment that what is, I mean, the more you look at this and the more you think about this, and for every reason that's been stated here, I can find nothing good about this for the state. And I've got to just say to myself, what does Northern Pass think? Is this, they think that the state of New Hampshire is just going to lay down and die? This is not, it's live free or die here. Yeah. And, I got to believe that by the end of this week, they're going to be seeing orange in their sleep. So, thank you.
Thank you, Governor.